This is Omar Musni with UN News. A new data-sharing online platform involving the UN and the pharmaceutical industry that launched on Wednesday could result in more medicines reaching those who need them, particularly in the developing world. According to WIPO, the UN organization that oversees intellectual property rights, the Patent Information Initiative for Medicines, or PATINFORMED, will make it easier for health professionals to find out who owns the patents to essential drugs and whom they should contact to get hold of them. In an interview with UN News, WIPO Director General Francis Gurry tells Daniel Johnson why such initiatives are critical to boosting universal health care, a key Sustainable Development Goals pledge.
One of the difficulties that procurement agencies in particular run into, especially when they're trying to procure medicines in developing countries, is knowing whether or not a medicine is covered by a patent, and if it's covered by a patent, then who is the patent owner? So what this initiative aims to do is to add a great deal of transparency to this whole process so that it will be extremely simple for a procurement agency to determine whether a particular drug is patent-free or whether it's patented, where to go to get further information. Now, getting all this information together, that is connecting the innovation and patent side with the medicine side, is quite a sizable task, and that's where we're extremely grateful to the pharmaceutical companies who are really making available all of these data. And then we ourselves have a certain amount of expertise in databases and in making the information much more transparent. So we've made a big commitment also.
So you're going to be hosting this website, WIPO, that is the Intellectual Property Organization of the United Nations. Maybe you could tell me which areas you're focusing in.
Look, anything on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines is covered. Anything that's related to a patent there or covered by a patent on the essential medicines list will be in the database, and this is extremely important. As a matter of fact, I think over 90% are not patented there. And so we move into other areas also, in particular oncology, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory therapy areas, so quite a significant number. And this is a partnership in the best spirit of the SDGs, which encourages these
Sustainable Development Goals,
which encourages the UN system to form partnerships to harness the intellectual and financial resources of the private sector. And here, this is exactly what we're doing. So in the spirit of the Sustainable Development Goals to have better health outcomes, we have established this partnership, which is ongoing. So we hope more pharmaceutical companies will join in, and we hope that it will cover further areas of therapeutics and medicines.
20 pharmaceutical giants so far are getting involved, and more will come on board. I guess people might say, yes, it's super to push for Sustainable Development Goal partnerships, but how can you avoid suggestions that you may be beholden to them?
Well, look, I think here there is a unity of purpose. The pharmaceutical companies actually have something to sell, and what we are interested in doing is improving the efficiency of the procurement process. So non-governmental organisations, for example, who are involved in procuring medicines for the field, don't have such a complex operation to find the complex task to find the medicines. I think there is nothing that the pharmaceutical industry is giving us here except making available in a more simple and transparent manner their products, and being transparent about what sort of property rights they have in relation to them.
And staying with the Sustainable Development Goals, it also is very focused on leaving nobody behind. So how can we be sure that the medicines which are going to be available through making patent information more accessible to everyone, how can we be sure that the very poorest in society are going to be helped by this in particular, and not just selling the medicines that make profits for these big pharmaceuticals?
Well, absolutely. Look, this is one step in a complex process. So you might find that in many least developed countries, LDCs, there is actually no patent protection. The fact that there's no patent protection, that you can therefore use the underlying technology to make the medicines, doesn't necessarily mean the medicines will be made there and made available. So this is a complex process. Access to medicines is a complex process. This is one little step, procurement, where we can add a great deal of transparency and efficiency. One of the agencies that we worked with, and the leading NGO, estimated it will improve the efficiency of procurement by 30%.
How much of a break on research and development and people's health generally is the lack of access to this kind of information?
Well, you're right. It's a break on, first of all, procurement, which we're addressing, but secondly, it's a break on...
A break on procurement in the sense that people just aren't aware how to go about getting the hold of these medicines?
That's right, and here there's a great deal of more transparency. So in this sense, complexity is a break. I think complexity is a break on research also, but we do a lot in this regard in making available and transparent technology and rights in relation to technology. I don't know whether we've got time, but let me give you a little example, okay? The saxophone. It's the only instrument in the orchestra that was patented. It was patented in 1842 by Adolf Sax, who was a Belgian. And over the course of the next 40 years, there are about 17 other patents by him and others, improving the technology of the sax, the keyboard, the mouthpiece, and so on. All of that technology on how to make a saxophone has been in the public domain for over 100 years, transparently, diagrams, explanatory information, because of the patent system. The violin, the world's greatest violins were made in Cremona at the end of the 18th century in Italy. We still don't know how they were made. They were never patented. It was family secrecy and family-based enterprises that passed the secrets of the varnishes and the other elements, the wood, from generation to generation, and we're still trying to find out what made these violins the greatest violins ever made. So the patent system adds a lot of transparency, and we would otherwise lose and find that all of that technology is kept in secrecy.